The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I'm not going to knock them for making a move because they're doing something. You've got two guys now who are at their best when they are dominating the ball.
You make it sound like they're not good when they're not dominating the ball.
We just saw James Harden have the best season of his career the first year he was the point guard.
The Rockets weren't able to run D'Antoni's system to top 100 most of the time. James is the only guy on the court that can bring the ball and do what they want to do. And one of the reasons Chris Paul wanted out of Los Angeles, he and Doc Rivers are no longer on good terms, mainly because he thought Doc Rivers treated Austin Rivers better than he's supposed to.
When you have the say of...
You're the GM and the coach.
You're the GM and the coach. You decide if he go.
It's better to be the GM and the coach.
If you're just the coach and not the GM, the GM can say, well, we're doing what's best for the team. When you're the coach and the GM...
You have no worries. That's... No.
Yeah.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
2 hours down, one to go. No Fred today. Jerome Solomon subbing in. Got a couple of yards in holding for a while. We're going to get you in for sure. 713-780. ESPN is your number. At Degenerates975 on Twitter. AJ is at AJ is the real. I'm at Jerome Solomon. You can join in and be moronic or intelligent. It's your choice.
I usually don't read the text. Because it makes me sad for,
humanity.
Yeah, humanity. But because Fred's not here, I've been reading the text sporadically. But reading the text makes me realize why everyone hates white people. I don't blame you guys. You should all hate white people. We deserve it based on some of these texts I've got. I apologize.
Go ahead.
I apologize. No, I'm not going to read these stupid
things. Go ahead
and
share.
No, I apologize on behalf of our race.
You had one of them who said he doesn't use the N-word around his black friends out of respect. It's like,
yeah.
So when they're not around.
Unless they give him the okay.
Unless they give him the okay.
Which, by the way, if you have a black friend who gives you the okay, he's really just saying it's a test to see if you're really if you're that kind of white guy. He's just testing you. Don't use that word. If your black friend says, yeah, you're cool, you can go ahead and say it. He doesn't want you to say it.
Like I say, I just, I really encourage you to go out and run with anything. You wouldn't buy a car without test driving it, right?
That's true.
So if you
run it out there,
you're really interested in the N-word, just go do some tests, do some market tests, pull up in Acres Homes, go over in Fifth Ward somewhere and just walk up on a brother and see what happens, That'll be good for you. You'll enjoy. And send me photos. 713-780.
How do you react when you hear a white guy use it around you?
I haven't had any white guys use it around me in a really long time. I used to have debates with white people about using the N-word. And, that was the last time... Last time was probably, the last three times. Let's do this. Last three times. One's on a basketball court. And so after they pulled me up off of him, the debate was over. The next time was on a bus on a college campus. And, after they pulled me off him, it was pretty much over. Then I matured a little bit. And the third time was at a hotel bar in Philly. And an old white dude who may have had mob ties, which probably, added to my hesitance
to get up on him.
But we came real close. I came real close, but okay. It was like I was more stunned than anything. I was like, really? I'm about to whip your ass. Like, yeah. I mean, is it really worth it to, you know? And like I said, it might not have been a good idea, you know. But I haven't heard anybody call me that since then. I don't even know if it would really get me like that, because I've matured to, like, dude, really? Like, you know? But I don't know. I mean, I really don't. I mean, that's after you live the whole life of being ready to swing when somebody says that to you, because basically what they're saying is, let's fight. You know, they're saying more than let's fight, because I've had a whole lot of people say, you know, let's fight. And you go, nah, dude, I'll pass.
Yeah, I'm good. Now, what about, is it different for them to say it to you? Or like, what, let's say.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Let's say you're at, for instance, you remember that time when I saw you at a bar late at night, or we were at a restaurant bar, and you were the only black guy there, of course.
Yeah, that's the only kind of bar you'll invite me to.
I wasn't with you. Remember, this was a time we were in Humble, and I saw you sitting across the bar. I sent over a drink for you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Now, let's just say you're in a situation like that, and there's a couple guys next to you, and they're casually throwing the word around. Not directing it at you, but just saying the word.
Yeah. That's none of my business.
That's none of your business.
No.
Okay. If they use it towards you, that's right. When it becomes
your
business.
Yeah, if I'm going to go around trying to fix all the world's ills and deal with white people.
You can't deal with all the white word. People.
I mean, you know, yeah.
It's too much.
I wouldn't have time to do anything else
that's
all I was going to do. That's none of my business.
There's a lot of us.
I was raised to mind my own business. Now,
if one of them makes it your business.
Then I have to make, you know, business decision.
Okay.
And decide, you know, how I wanted to handle it. But I don't even know if I'd fight over it. Well, I'm lying. I'd probably fight. But
is there like a size limit on, like, God, this guy's too big. I'm not fighting over this right now. It's not.
No. I wouldn't square up on, you know, certain guy. But no, then we'd have to go to weapons.
I can't whoop this dude's ass, but I will stab you, bro.
The last thing I'm gonna do is lose a fight to a dude who called me an N-word. What kind of N-word would I be?
That's right. How could you go back to Acres Homes?
I let him call me that, and then he whooped my no, no. If it's no,
you so, got to make sure you win that fight.
Oh, I'm gonna be way ahead on points by the time we call this one. Anyway.
Let's talk to Rodney. He's been waiting a minute. What's up, Rodney?
I think when it comes to James Harden, I think Michael Singletary said it best. You can't play with him, win with him, can't coach him, can't do it. Man, he's a quitter. And I will never watch a Rockets game as long as he has a uniform on and play for the Rockets. Because I don't mind us losing, but when you quit, when you had opportunities to win, and as far as concerning the N-word, I say it. I don't mind my kids saying it. I love it because it reminds me back when that was every black person name that they would call that. And they made history, like Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass and George Washington Carver. So I feel proud to be an N-word because we had so many people with so many obstacles placed up against them, but they still prospered. And that's just the nature of the N-word. We just make the most of it.
All right. As far as the Harden thing, I think there's a lot of people like that who they're not looking to get over that game five.
They're lying though.
You think so?
Yeah, they're lying. He'll be calling in after the first week complaining about something that happened in the game because he'll be watching. You're mad. Yeah, you upset. And you got a valid point. He went out as weakly as a guy can go out, but if you were watching then, you were watching because you still believed.
Yeah.
Because if you're a well-known Harden hater. work with me and follow me on this.
Okay, all right. I'll stick with you.
Yeah, in your mind, you're just a Harden realist. You weren't surprised, right?
No.
So that's what I'm saying. Nobody. If you've watched him play, you didn't get shocked by it. So if he was still watching by game six, he'll be watching by game one next year.
Yeah.
You know, and he'll certainly be watching by game 85 or something once the regular season's over and the playoffs starts. It sounds good now to lay down low. Oh, I'll never watch another game. No, no.
You will.
You'll watch because, you know.
Chances are good.
You're a basketball fan, you're an NBA fan, you're a Rockets fan. You watch it. I mean, that's, I mean, you know, I don't, most people say that I don't buy. I get the people who go, I'll never spend another ticket in that building.
Right.
That's easy. That's an easy one to stand by.
But you're going to watch.
Yeah, but you'll watch. Yeah.
Let's talk to Martin real quick. Sports, Martin.
Hey, sports fellas. Quick thing on N-word. I'm probably, it's kind of funny you brought up Humble because I live in the area. I probably know which bar you're talking about. And Jerome definitely was probably the only black person there. But
it was Hooters.
Sorry?
You said it was Hooters? Yeah.
Oh, my bad. I don't know. There's black people have been there all the time over here in Humble. It's not that bad. But I thought you were talking about a certain bar. But as far as the N-word, I'm a millennial. So I kind of grew up where the culture and the N-word was all on the radio and stuff. It's hip and things like that. And, you know, I have friends, even white friends, you know, after a while, they see, if they hang around black people, they hang around black friends, they're throwing around the word, they just get comfortable and then they start using it. And it's all about intent. To me, you know when somebody's using it as a malicious intent, and you know if they're coming at you in a hostile manner and things like that. You know when somebody's being casual with it. So I don't, if anything else, black people probably ruin it for themselves by continuing to use the word and continue using hip in popular ways, and that's what kind of made it casual and mainstream. Also, Jerome, I wanted to know if after Dave did his Ray Lewis impersonation, did you give him pass to use the N-word? I'll hang up.
No, I don't. There ain't no such thing as a pass to use the N-word in my book ever. And you're right. It is millennials' fault. And that's one of the, when people get into that debate of this topic that gets lost, they act like, oh, only millennials have started using the word. And, oh, they're trying to take over the power of the word. That's bull. Get out of here. The word was used all over the place. Way before millennials started using it. It was on TV, regular television.
Yeah.
Not bleeped out, not N-word, the actual word on regular TV. But the rule was you couldn't and we could. You millennials one got up here messing around, sharing it, giving out passes. You know, like this is a concert, you giving somebody a backstage pass to get in or something. That's the problem. It's not that hard. White people know what they're doing when they use it, and they know why they want to use it. You give them a pass for it, then you're asking for it.
That's true.
And I'm saying, and the problem is you're asking for me. And I don't ever pretend to speak for black people.
That's
the problem. I speak for me.
Only Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton can speak for all blacks. Everyone knows that.
And I might need them to speak for me one day. Let the white man get up on me. I'm calling Jesse too.
No. And I don't think those guys ever give out passes for white people.
You're not supposed to.
Unless Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson gives you a pass, if your homie gives you a pass, that ain't good enough. It's not transferable. You know, like it's like a license to carry. Once you go across state lines, your license might not be the same. You need to check.
No.
You need to check and see if it's the same laws, because you take that over to the other neighborhood, it might be trouble for you.
That's why I tell you, experiment.
That's right. All right, guys. If you've ever thought that you'd like to start over, maybe work with computers, it's not too late. You don't need a math. You don't need a computer background to start an IT career. It's not rocket science, guys. It's my computer career. See if an IT career is right for you. It's really simple. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take a free career evaluation today. My Computer Career is where you're going to get trained for the high-demand field of IT, and you'll start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you're going to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, though. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
Darling Way presents Elijah! Here's your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
Yeah.
Change our approach now.
Yeah.
Different kind of bring back music.
You like that? It's Pillow what? Talk, Jerome.
Welcome to Pillow Talk.
Not around my pillows.
She's the one with the pillows.
Me? I'm not quite sure what pillows you're referring to, but hi, everybody. What an intro to this show. I'm so glad to be here.
That was so juvenile.
That's why I really like him, though. Like, I get to be my absolute juvenile. Right, but really, you know, sex is such a silly, funny thing, and we really should. That's why the name of my show is Love and Laughter with Beth, right? We should be able to totally laugh like crazy about this stuff. If you're not laughing in your bedroom, Jerome, I don't think you're doing it right or trying enough things. Or
oh, yeah. I laugh in my bedroom all the time.
See, that's exactly.
I get laughed at all the time. That's the difference. The laughter's never, it's never coming from me.
I'm watching comedy shows all the time in bed.
Oh.
But are you living them? You should be living a sexy rom-com.
A sexy rom-com.
Right. Sexy romantic comedy.
Are there any good sexy rom-coms, though? They're not that sexy.
I'm living like Married with Children.
I'm Wait, where Peg wants it all the time,
yes.
And he doesn't?
Yes.
Oh, you poor, poor
Except
soul.
Rolls, I'm Peg.
Except you're Peg.
Oh, you're Peg.
I'm Peg.
Well,
My wife is Al Bundy with her hand in her pants on the couch.
I'm sure Peg will, I mean, Beth will help you get Peg.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so happy to help people.
Now, what's going on? What did you do on last week's episode of your show?
Last week's episode, we had the wife after we did part two. So we did a wife's view of marriage, sex, mm-hmm. intimacy. It was really interesting, and it was funny, and it was really courageous of her. She has been married to the guy who was on the show the week before for 12 years. They have 3 young kids. She actually was married beforehand. She contracted herpes from her first husband. She had, in 12 years or so, she had told approximately 4 people until she basically came out on my show and admitted this. So it was really amazing and I think very brave of her.
Okay.
To admit that. And if you think about all the people that we walk around and see, and there's no reason I say having herpes shouldn't be any more shameful than having diabetes or having a thyroid problem or anything. We should be able to talk about it and deal with it openly. And yet, if you feel like you have to keep a secret, it doesn't feel good. So
that's right.
I was pretty impressed. So,
all right. What's coming up this weekend?
So
hopefully not herpes.
Not.
Okay.
Not.
That's not coming up this week. It's not flaring up.
It's no. Good. Knock on wood. That should not be. Nope. Jerome, welcome to Pillow Talk.
That's my nightmare weekend.
Such a child.
I really am.
No, it's a really terrible thing. But anyway, so this weekend, though, we are talking about, you know, the sponsor of my show is Aneros, and they are the world famous manufacturer of prostate massagers. Do y'all know what prostate massagers are?
I mean, I can put 2 and 2 together.
Those two words.
Yeah.
I know the meaning of both. I don't know why that has to be a phrase.
Okay. Well, so do you have any idea what your prostate does?
No.
Okay. Isn't that ridiculous? You guys are grown men, right? And you have no idea what the prostate does.
Do you know what your appendix does?
I know it actually can be removed, so therefore it's okay.
But I'm just saying, like, not everybody knows what every body part does.
Well, no, except your prostate, because...
If you ever got your appendix massage, whoa.
Mine's gone. I don't have one. I'm appendixless.
Okay, well, you would not really
want
to be...
Run around naked with it.
Have your prostate removed. Some people do after prostate cancer. But the prostate is responsible for... it helps with erections, ejaculations. Mm-hmm. It can enlarge. As you reach men over 40, it starts enlarging. And Jerome, African-American men have a higher instance of prostate issues than Caucasian men. So it's really important.
My doctor
warned
me of this.
It can mean that you have trouble ejaculating, which I know would bother you, AJ.
I would not like that.
That would not be good. It can make it really difficult or painful to urinate.
I would not like that.
Exactly. So you take good care of your body. You work out. You exercise and stuff. Well, the fact is that there's a way that you can actually improve your prostate health and decrease the chances of having any problems in the future.
This goes without saying, and I'm sure people riding around already know this, but the prostate isn't exactly in a location where
it's not easily
accessible.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, okay, so it is actually, there is...
It's not in the outer
externally.
Region.
Well, no, you can, from the external area, you can reach it. The area between the scrotum and the
anus. We call that the gooch.
Oh, there you go. The taint. It's in the. Yeah. I've heard
or the taint.
That yeah. I've heard. Either okay, way. I wasn't sure you could say these things, but yeah. Yes. So exactly, you can sometimes there you can feel
taint an issue.
You're so cute. So you can feel there, but it's not as good as accessing the prostate from interior. There's no doubt about it, and that is I call it tushy time. But here's the thing. I'm a nice Jewish girl. I like that. But the thing is that it's so silly because so we know already that one in two men have issues with their prostate and stuff. We know that these prostate massagers help a tremendous percentage. I forget. I don't want to be caught lying, so I won't make up a number because I don't remember.
Just do it. But, no one's going to check.
Yeah, well, whatever. So let's just say even over
half or
not. I
make numbers up on this show all the time.
I know. So, you
no
know,
one ever
I'm, that's
me.
That lawyer part of me. I just don't want to be
no one ever fact
something.
Checks me.
But here's the deal. But it really can decrease
Let's see
the problem.
Big this thing is.
Then, it can decrease the problem.
It can decrease the problem. It can lower your chances of having problems before they help. And here's the thing. You know how these, this company started?
Does this medically sound?
Yes. Okay, so here's the thing. This company, Aneros, actually started. It's a Houston-based company, family-owned. Mm-hmm. It started as a medical device company. Because the doctors in Houston, right, the world-famous doctors in Houston, when they, 20 years ago, when they had men who were coming in with prostate problems, enlarged prostate, prostatitis, and all of these other things that I forget the words, they would write them prescriptions and tell them to go get one of these prostate massagers for health reasons. Only after they were doing this for however many years did they realize that a lot of men were having kind of an amazing sexual experience. So it's healthy, it is pleasurable, and there's no contraindications, there's no drugs in your system. By far the healthiest thing you can do is zero calories. So why would you not? Here, you want to feel it? I'm showing
no,
the guys
dude.
Now. It's so nice. It's got this
Oh,
great,
you mean in my hand.
In your hand. I'm not asking you to put it in right now.
Okay,
although that would
you.
Be a great show another time. But because, so here's the deal. You can... It's not very large. It's got a protrusion
that's
that goes
large,
in.
Large, that's large enough.
It's no, larger than a pinky.
Not, it's not very much wider than a pinky, to be fair.
I don't know what,
and
it's gonna, what kind
it's
of
designed.
Around.
It's they're it's they've got a patent. They're the only company that has a medical device patent on their products. Mm-hmm. It's medical grade silicone. There's an area for extra pleasure that hits around the taint. But here's the deal. What it does. So let me tell you, though, what happens is that the prostate is designed. It's not a holding tank. So when you have a normal relations with your partner or whatever mm-hmm. and you ejaculate, it actually doesn't fully empty the prostate. You empty somewhat and that's good. But there's stuff that kind of just sits down there, right? So when you actually
that's called
use
your reserves.
Your reserves. But it's not good to have reserves in there.
Emergency.
You need to flush it
well,
out.
What if you
emergency?
Want to go round two?
No.
You need those reserves.
Yes, but you're better
if
you flush it once in a while. And so a prostate massager actually helps you empty it completely so that the whole thing recycles.
What you don't know is if you do a handstand when you finish,
yeah.
it empties completely.
It does not,
it
AJ.
Absolutely
it
does.
Absolutely does
it's
not.
It's a medical
John,
fact.
John, do not encourage. John's over there clapping his hands above his head.
That's
do
a
not
medical
encourage
fact.
This behavior.
I mean, how else could it
no.
How else could it remain in there?
No.
You're
this
upside
is
down.
Well, and
well,
you can have...
well, maybe she hasn't finished the job then.
A woman's work is never done.
But here's the thing.
And that's
you
why
can...
they get paid less.
Oh. I yeah. Yeah. John, I feel you there. Right. He's holding his head. Okay. But here's the thing.
The expert
you guys
says
all disrupted.
You got to keep going.
Okay. But here you actually can keep going because you can actually learn to experience an orgasm that can be extended.
But
you can
I
have
just
multiple.
Like traditional orgasms.
Why? I said, this is like, you're the one who's going to 20-something barbecue places. I'm like, come on. If you're willing to do that for barbecue, can you imagine what you could do for an orgasm that you feel throughout your whole body, not just a more centralized, penis-centric orgasm?
No, I like penis-centric orgasms.
Well, but you've never had the other. Why wouldn't you try it?
Because I don't need to, like, there's some things you don't need to upgrade.
Why?
Like,
why would
like
you not?
Saying,
Here's this great orgasm out here in front of you. Why would you not say, oh my God, please let me try it?
People said that about heroin, and I have no interest.
No, but heroin's got a downside. No, there's a distinct, that's a very distinct difference.
Let me
tell
you
me anything else with no downside.
Let
I
me
mean,
tell you the downside
calories,
of this. You
yes,
have to put something inside your ass.
Okay, so if you just think
it's
yourself naughty. No, so just think naughty, take that away. Why would you not
just
use every part of your body? That would be like saying, for me as a woman or something, saying, hey, I don't want you to use my breasts during play because I don't need them. You can just touch there. Why would I deny myself that extra pleasure? would
because
be so
because some people don't find and it pleasurable to put Thank things you. In their butts.
But you haven't tried it, so you don't know that it's not pleasurable.
I've had things in my butt before.
No, you've only had nothing. I say that's like a woman going to the gynecologist.
Have you had in your butt, AJ?
When I had the doctor's finger in there.
No, that's not designed to be pleasurable. That you
he
have
touched
things in
my
your
prostate.
But it, not in a pleasurable way. You've had a dentist in your mouth. That's not the
I
same thing
like
as
it.
Kissing. Exactly. That's not the same thing as a hot kiss with your wife.
It
it's not supposed
again
to be.
Ahead.
No. Pulls ahead. I want to pull a butt.
Yeah, you're barking up the wrong leg.
No ifs, ands, or buts about.
I'm perfectly fine orgasming without butt penetration. I don't need it.
I know you're fine. I don't know. I know you don't actually, but you may need it because in how old are you now?
I'm 36.
Okay, so in 5 years when you're in your 40s and you start having problems, aren't you going to be sorry?
That's why I go get checked.
No, but that's after the fact. I'm saying that this helps prevent.
I'm getting checked before.
No, but I'm saying
this. Most people are supposed to get checked at 40. I got checked at 35.
Right, but I'm saying, but you're not doing anything to minimize your chances.
And you claim it
was pleasurable. I'm saying you can minimize. And here's the thing, though. Not only can you do this, but you can put this in basically right out of the box. You can use it and during all sorts of pleasure with your partner. You can be penetrating her. You can be orally pleased.
I
all
can't
sorts
do
of
that.
Things.
It's
yes.
too distracting.
Believe me, you're going to like it. You
nope.
try it. You try it nope. once, I swear.
No. Nope.
Yes, you're going to like it. So,
like, well, I think like when I had the doctor checking me.
No batteries required.
No, no batteries, no calories, no side effects except better health.
There's zero chance I could have achieved orgasm while that doctor was inside of me.
Well, of course. Thank goodness. That's not it. But maybe if you do you have any fantasies, you know, that nurse kind of fantasy
no.
a lot of people have, then your wife could put that in.
Not if the nurse is yeah. putting things in my
what
my
if it's
tuchus.
Your tuchus? I yeah. That's so cute. Well, okay, so you put it in first. You don't have to tell anybody, but I'm telling you, once it's in, you'll enjoy. Do you know this? Do you know how many nerve endings you have in your penis?
No. Never kept okay. track.
Do you know, Jerome?
This sounds like a Franklin and Jai stand-up comedy routine. Go ahead.
About 4,000. Okay. Do you know how many a woman has in her clitoris?
How many?
We win. About 8,000.
Now,
wait a second.
Okay.
Do you know how many everybody has in their anus?
1,000,000.
About 4,000. You have as many down there as you do in your penis because... there's something, right? Our divine,
Beth,
however
let me
it's
ask
created.
You something. Let me turn it
something.
Around for the ladies.
Yes.
There are women who masturbate using toys, right?
Yes.
A vibrator.
I call them romantic props, but
romantic
yes.
Romantic props.
Yes.
Now, for every woman, the way they prefer to use those props is different, right?
Yes.
Some prefer clitoral stimulation.
Yes.
Some prefer internal stimulation.
Yes.
Some don't like internal stimulation.
Yes.
Some don't like clitoral stimulation. Couldn't it just be that I'm a person who doesn't like anal stimulation?
They're not denying themselves.
Yes. Right? But here's the thing. What if a woman said, I don't want something inside because I'm happy just with the clitoral stimulation, so I'm going to go my whole life and never try anything internal? I would say that would be silly. I'm totally in favor of people saying yes to whatever it is that turns them on. I'm totally in favor of people saying no if it doesn't. But what I don't want is for people to avoid trying something because they're afraid. The only reason you can give me is because you're afraid, because you've been taught something. Most of us have been taught just
no,
certain
I felt,
things.
I felt things.
No, you haven't felt anything pleasurable.
Exactly.
You've only felt at the doctor's, so that's different. That's like saying, I'm never going to try Japanese food because I don't need it. I'm fine with American food.
You know what you sound like? What? You sound like a guy trying to talk a girl into anal sex who's tried it before. Who's tried it before and hated it, and you're like,
yes.
Oh, it'll be different with me.
Okay.
That's what you said. You sound like that guy.
Yes, because I'm actually with that guy, because he's absolutely right. Women should try it too, because the fact is most women have not experienced it to a degree where it's pleasurable, because most men don't know how to do it, so it ends up hurting. If it ever hurts or feels uncomfortable, I'm telling you, you're doing it wrong. But come talk to me, because women also, they should try it. They should learn how to do it, because there is so much pleasure. And I just say it's like the divine creator giving you a whole buffet of opportunity and of things to try, and you say, oh, no, thanks. You know what? I'm just going to eat this one thing. I don't want to try everything else you've given me. We have this body, and no matter who you are or what, you know, you could be missing an arm, a leg, a toe, and I don't care. We all have tushies, and there is absolutely no reason for all of us not to learn to really enjoy the pleasures that can be found from it.
God is talking to you, AJ.
Yes, I really do. I'm... But this is something I feel passionately about, but I do believe that some people don't know how to do it right, and I'm not at all telling you just rush right out and go do it, because there are tricks, there are lube makes all the difference in the world, and all lubes are not created equally, so you need to use good lubes. But there is exciting adventure out there for people, and I just want everybody to try it. If you tried it a few times, AJ, like with my kids, I tell them, try it a few times. If you still don't like it, okay, but at least you've tried it.
Yeah, at least five times, AJ.
At least five times.
Jerome,
call. We have a question.
Five
for
times,
you.
Jerome. No, I just heard no, you. I got samples for both of you.
We're talking about AJ.
No.
I'm a whole different man.
All right, yes. Alonzo.
You have a question for Beth?
Yes, I just wanted to know if dildo barebacking is a of this butt plug. I'll hang up and listen.
If what?
Okay. So my producer, Dell, he is freaking awesome, by the way. I cannot say enough nice things. I feel like I got like an arranged marriage that was just bliss. I love him. So he knows about these. I actually gave him
a sample.
Also, he hasn't used it yet.
But he says he's going to?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I won't put words in his mouth, but we're working on that. Right?
At Jay Pointez on Twitter says he just pulled up the user guide for this, and he's like, oh, hell no. It does say advanced experience level. It says advanced users. So do you have to be...
Yeah, you got to be a scientist to use this thing.
You do not. AJ, even somebody as simple as your 20-something barbecue places can figure out how to use this, I promise you.
Well, there's really...
Yes. You can put this in while you're using barbecue.
I feel like you are turning my barbecue journey into a negative, and you're the only person who's done that. I don't know why.
No. I love it. I think it's great. I just want you to have another journey also with this.
Experimental with your... sex life
I don't
as you are with your
that.
Barbecue world.
That you know is what? Exactly
but,
right.
Listen,
and barbecue sauce would not be a good lube, by the way.
You know what
no,
I love?
It would not.
Mm-hmm. I love smoked meat. I know that, so I'm willing to try different kinds of it.
Yeah, because you went to
this
a
would
place
be like
had turkey. There.
This would be like would me going on like job. Suddenly I decided, okay, I've gone to all these barbecue places. Now I'm going to go to a restaurant that only serves beets and spinach. I would not be happy there. I don't like beets and spinach.
No, it's not, because you do like orgasm. You like it a lot. So it would be like a place that takes the barbecue sauce
Beth,
or something.
This is where you're missing the point. Beets and spinach will make my body full. Meat will make my body full. One way makes me happy, one way doesn't.
Have you tried beets and spinach?
I've tried beets and spinach.
Yes, that's all I'm asking.
I don't like it.
I understand. I'm just asking you to try it. And tell me you don't like it afterwards. That's all I'm saying.
I don't need that because I've got meat that makes me happy.
I want you to have more happy.
I'll
I want
try
everybody
cheese.
To have more.
I'll try ice cream. There's a lot of things that make me happy. Why? I don't need to go all the way out of my box.
No, because you just
or,
don't
or
know.
Out of
in,
box.
Or in, as it were.
Yeah. All right. We got to end this thing. Beth, thank you for coming in. You can hear it. Well, tell people when you can hear your show.
Oh, thank you. So Love and Laughter with Beth at 10 p.m. on Saturday nights on our favorite station here, 97.5 FM, and also on iTunes. Please subscribe to us, like us, give us a review, and then come see us at Darling Way. We'll talk to you all about these great little Aneros products.
Can't even imagine.
It's awesome. At 3423 White Oak Drive in the Heights or at darlingway.com.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank y'all. It's been fun.
Quite enjoyable.
It's fun because nothing's penetrated me. All right, guys. As the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Maybe you want to spend more time outdoors, but you've got a faded pool deck or a grayed out patio. Carvestone Overlay will fix all of that. It gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's trowel, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. Looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself that hassle. Save yourself that expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a Carvestone Overlay. Get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carvestone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. It's Allied Outdoor Solutions. .com or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place you lose your fears, yeah, reckless behavior. You gonna answer that? To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. What up, son? Word.
Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Hey, coming up in a little bit at 7 o'clock, tune in for the best soccer talk in the world.
Up next.
Not just in Houston. It's coming up next here with Glenn Davis on Soccer Matters. Hey, Beth forgot to let you guys know that she's hosting a swinging 101. What you want to know about swinging but are afraid to ask. And another seminar, I guess, on how to add shades of gray to your love life. Those are on July the 14th, 7 o'clock, July the 21st at 7 o'clock on a Friday evening at Darling Way on White Oak. So check it out. Go to their website. And you'd be interested in that, especially those of you who wanted to swing and don't know how to do it. She can walk you through it. She's trying to walk AJ through some
stuff.
She's
trying to. I just can't.
I don't. Yeah. Different world.
Yep.
Man, a story just popped up. This lady, Mona Lisa Perez, just in the Chronicle, just came up. She thought a book that her boyfriend was holding in front of him would stop this 50 caliber slug from this Desert Eagle that she fired. Made me think of it because you got this pistol over here on the desk.
When I was in the Army, I was a 50 cal gunner for like probably the first 2 or 3 years I was in before I became a squad leader.
And your average book didn't stop that?
We used to go out to the range and chop down trees with it. So, no, usually trees that haven't been turned into books. Like, geez, this is just a regular tree.
Just tree.
They would fall down. So I feel like a book, yeah, usually a 50 cal. That's,
Yeah, I guess she probably had some bad advice. She must not have taken gun safety class.
Is she
at
in
all.
Jail now?
Yeah, I'm looking to see if...
Where was he? I hope he wasn't holding the book in front of his face.
It doesn't even say here. That's, you know how it is. The first part of the story.
Did he die?
He must be dead.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah.
R.I.P. That's what you get for having a stupid girlfriend.
Well, that's, you know, I guess... Is that your punishment, though, for having a stupid girlfriend?
Sometimes. Depends on how stupid she is.
But if she's that stupid, it's kind of, yeah, no, it's on you.
That's on you. Yeah, you should have got out of there before.
I was just saying it's on you to keep high caliber weapons away from her.
Yeah, before, if you know your girlfriend's that stupid, you should never get to the point in your relationship where you're in the same room as her and a gun at the same time. That's when you've messed up.
Yeah, Pedro. Pedro's dead.
Oh.
She's been charged. Oh, worse yet, Pedro's dumbass. This was the video stunt. So they were making YouTube videos.
Oh, well, that kind of sounds like it might be 50-50 on Pedro.
Oh, man, he's really that dead boy.
Yeah, Pedro's... sorry, I thought it was just the girl that was dumb.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Pedro...
No, it's like, no.
Also he, dumb.
Yeah, Pedro. Golly, she's kind of cute, though.
Doesn't do him any good now.
I'm sure that's what he's thinking.
Doesn't do him any good now.
I got a hot woman. She does all these wild, crazy video things with me. Life is good. Life is so over now. What was his last thought, you think?
God, I hope this book works. I wonder what book it was. I hope it wasn't like a coloring book.
Oh, he went around telling people that they were going to do this.
Oh, I hope it wasn't the Bible. I hope he wasn't one of those guys that thought, like, because it was the Bible, it wouldn't let him die. Because then he's really extra dumb.
He told an aunt, this is her aunt, his aunt talking to a TV station, says, he had told me about that idea, and I said, don't do it, don't do it. Why are you going to use a gun? Why? And he said, because we want more viewers. We want to get famous. Well, Pedro, you're about as famous as you're going to get.
Is it uploaded?
I don't know if that one is up.
I'll give him a view if it's there.
I'm sure it's pulled, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd give him a view, but I doubt we're able to see it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to find the sucker, but man, handsome dude, too.
It's too bad.
He's a little slow. Poor guy. Yeah.
Usually the better looking they are, the dumber they are.
Well, he's a little slower now.
It's a lot slower now.
Funny. You're not supposed to laugh at people's deaths unless, you know, they get shot by their girlfriend thinking a book will stop the bullet. Doing Scary Stunts at the Fair, Part 1 was the first video. Yeah. That's too bad for yourself.
He'll be missed.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, final verdict on the Rockets is they got better.
Yes.
They improved the team. Not nearly enough to beat the Warriors, but like you said, there's not much you can do to beat the Warriors, so you make this kind of move and hope that it opens a door for you to do something else. Certainly, if not this year, but next year and going forward.
I mean, obviously, if you keep him long term, I think that you've got a good chance of getting some other players here, which I think that's probably the best thing. Like, maybe even more than what Chris Paul brings as a player at this point. Maybe that he's the kind of player other guys want to play with.
Yeah,
and I've never thought of James Harden as that kind of a guy.
Yeah.
So
this helps in that, but you might be getting diminishing returns on Chris Paul going forward too.
And chances are, if you keep Chris Paul beyond this year, you're giving him max money, bird's rights money,
and
that's going to pay him until he's 37.
He'll never be worth that.
No,
unless he helps you put on a ring.
Yep.
Then he'd be worth it, but.
You back tomorrow?
It's going to be fascinating. I will indeed. I'll be back tomorrow.
Excellent.
I was going to say something about...
You going to use your massager
toy,
tonight?
That ain't happening.
You going to use your massager tonight?
I want to make it back tomorrow.
Okay.
that would probably be so exciting that, I wouldn't survive.
Well, that might be true.
Or I might just be sitting there at home just playing with myself. I doubt it.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow, Jerome. Thanks to Beth Liebling from Darling Way for coming in. Who else did we have in today? Oh, Mark Spears. And thanks to Fred Fowler for calling in. Soccer Matters up next. Stay sportsy, kids.
ESPN 97.5.